The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. Horses don't talk. Neither do chickens, lizards, or amoebas. At least they don't talk like us, with words and lips and oral histories. Tradition has long held that humans' use of language is a key skill that distinguishes us from the other members of the animal kingdom. We have language. Animals have reflexes. Language research with animals has eroded this view in recent times. In labs and zoos, gorillas have learned elementary sign language, and parrots have learned to talk in ways that are more purposeful and meaningful than, well, just parroting. Observations of elephants, dolphins, and whales in the wild suggest communication far too complex to be dismissed as reflexive action. Furthermore, the search for a language organ, some part of our brain that evolved to give us language, has resulted in the certainty that there isn't one. Language is tangled all over the brain, with a particular connection to our amazing motor skills like functioning on two legs and manipulating objects with our deft hands and opposable thumbs. A newer consensus says that language isn't a single capacity, but rather a range of abilities which have become synchronized in humans in remarkable ways. There's the ability to connect sound with meaning, the ability to decipher syntax and grammar, the ability to use gesture to communicate. Language researcher Mike Tomasello from the Max Planck Institute in Germany suggests that scientists are asking the wrong question. Instead of wondering why apes don't talk, he says, researchers should ask, why don't apes point? Despite a few anecdotal reports of apes pointing in the wild, and apes point with their whole hand, by the way, not with a finger, researchers do not have evidence that apes naturally point to an object they want another ape to take note of, even though they might communicate that message by other means, like placing the other ape's hand on the object, or even reaching up and turning the other's face toward it. Apes in laboratories and zoos, however, do point. They pick it up from humans without being explicitly taught. They only use the gesture with humans, however, never with other apes. Because, according to Tomasello, apes know that other apes won't respond, but humans will. The key is an idea called reciprocal communication. Human infants and their caregivers, Tomasello has observed, engage from the very start in back-and-forth behavior patterns that involve offering, imitation, and attention. Now me, now you. Now me, now you. Other primates just don't do this to the degree that we do. These behaviors, says Tomasello, are connected to a cognitive leap peculiar to humans, the expectation that another individual has something to say. If there's no listening, what's the use in talking? Is reciprocal communication and innovation hardwired into our brains and bodies, or a learned ability so powerful that it spread to the entire species? That's a murky question. Given the way apes learn pointing from humans, you'd think it was easily acquired. Given the way apes don't learn it from other apes, you ask, what's missing? The bottom line, however, from an evolutionary standpoint, is that the expectation that another individual is likely to pass you useful information, which is to say, the ability to listen, gave some early group a survival edge, and that success spread. We certainly are proud of our big brains. Brains that are so big, they often forget that listening is a key human survival skill. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.